Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we are diving into a video that honestly kind of terrified me. The title says it all. USA's new poverty line is $140K.
Yeah, I saw that. $140,000 is now to be considered poor. It sounds like clickbait, right? But when you actually run the breakdown, the math is disturbingly solid.
It really is. The whole discussion revolves around an article by Michael W. Green called My Life is a Lie, and it basically exposes how the government calculates poverty. Sarah, did you know the current official poverty line is based on a formula from 1963?
1963? I wasn't even born then. That's over 60 years ago. And the logic back then was simple. The average family spent about one-third of their income on food. So the government said, okay, let's take a minimum food budget, multiply it by 3, and boom, that's your poverty line.
Exactly. And they're still using that multiplier. But here's the kicker. Families in 2026 don't spend 33% of their income on food. They spend maybe 5 to 7%. The big costs now are housing, healthcare, and childcare. Things that barely cost anything back then relative to income.
Right. They mentioned that in the 60s, healthcare was like $10 a month, and childcare was often $0 because of the single-earner household model, and one parent stayed home. Now, childcare alone can be $32,000 a year, and healthcare has skyrocketed as the demographics change.
The debate is that if you update the math using the original logic, meaning if you invert the food share percentage to reflect today's budget, you shouldn't be multiplying by 3. You should be multiplying by roughly 16.
Which brings us to that scary number. If you use that multiplier, the poverty line for a family of 4 isn't $31,000, which is the official number. It's somewhere between $130,000 and $150,000 per year.
That is mind-blowing. It basically means if you're making $80,000 a year, which we're told is a solid middle-class income, you are actually living in deep poverty by 1960 standards. You're just treading water.
And that leads to the other concept talked about, the valley of death. This was the part that made me the most angry.
Oh, the benefit trap.
Yes. So imagine you're earning $35,000 per year. You're struggling, but the government gives you a life vest. Medicaid, food stamps, housing subsidies, and other handouts.
But let's say you work hard and get a raise to $45,000 or $65,000.
You'd think you're moving up, right?
But you're not. Because as soon as your income hits those levels, the subsidies disappear faster than your wages increase. You lose the free healthcare, you lose the childcare support. They calculated that a family earning $65,000 is often financially worse off than a family earning $35,000, because they have to pay full market price for everything.
It's a tax on upward mobility. It's literally over 100% tax effectively. You earn $1 more but lose $2 in benefits.
And that creates this massive social resentment. When you were drowning and you see the lifeguard throw a life vest to the person treading water next to you, you don't feel happiness for them, you feel rage at the lifeguard.
It explains so much of the tension we see today. The middle class, that 80 to 140K range, is being cannibalized. They're too rich to get help, but too poor to afford the participation ticket for modern society.
They are being vassalized in the modern era.
Yes, the participation ticket is a great term. It's not about luxury. To just have a job today, you need a smartphone, broadband internet, and a reliable car. In 1955, a phone line cost $5. Today, that digital infrastructure costs hundreds a month just to be employable.
It really reframes the whole "why do I feel broke making six figures" conversation. It's not lifestyle creep. It's that the cost of existing has fundamentally changed while the metrics we use to measure success are stuck in the Kennedy administration.
100%. The takeaway is pretty bleak. In the end, it all ties back to the monetary system and fiat currency losing value. But the sociological point stands. The system is broken for the people in the middle. Fix the money, fix the world.
Well, on that cheerful note, it's definitely a video worth watching if you want to validate why your grocery bill hurts so much. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Indeed. It's more validation of why we do what we do in the DBM community, unless you are earning well above $200,000 per year or placing part or all of your savings into sound money assets. The ability people have to protect themselves from real inflation is a real problem. Catch you next time, folks, and remember to stack those sats and stay on top of your asset journey in the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes and see you next time.